Bob Jones University presents Miracles. Today we present the true story of a soldier and a woman. Although each was unknown to the other, together they accomplished God's purpose in winning a soul.
It was a good dinner, Martha. I stuffed myself.
I thought you'd like those chops. Lou, come to church tonight. There's a special speaker.
Oh, now, don't start that again. I'm too busy for that. Right now, I've things to do that are far more important than getting to church. When things calm down a little, I will, but tonight I've got to get to bed early. I want to be on my way to Denver by 7. If I don't make that deal, you won't get a new washer.
But the meeting won't last later than 9. Oh, Lou, I worry about you. Well, if your business failed, you could start over. But without the Lord, you'll never get to heaven. Oh, what if something should happen to you sometime? You know, you travel so much.
Oh, now, don't get all upset. Nothing's going to happen to me. Goodbye, Martha. I'll be back about Friday night. I'll send you a card when I get to Denver.
Now, do be careful when you drive, Lou. Now, the weatherman says it'll rain this week. I'll be praying for you all the time.
I know.
Dear Lord, give Lou a safe trip to Denver and back. Help him to see that he needs thee a Savior. May someone be able to witness to him. He hasn't listened to me. And Lord, help me to be a good witness.
While Martha prays for her husband, several hundred miles away, a soldier is also praying.
Lord, help me to be a good witness today. Help me to talk to someone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Deacon, are you headed to church again?
Tom. Oh, yeah, want to come along?
Nah, I got guard duty tonight. Besides, I need some sleep. Anyway, church is just for kids and old ladies.
Come along with me. Church I go to isn't.
Hey, Tom, you reckon Brad thinks we need religion? Think going to church will reform us?
Listen, Joe, don't make fun of church like that. God will judge you if you're not saved.
Saved? What's that?
Come along to church with me and you'll find out.
Nothing doing. I've got no time for that stuff. I've got too much else to do. Someday, when I'm married and all that, I'll go to church.
Well, all right. I'll see you guys later. Bye.
So long, Brad. See you later.
Lord, I don't know how to witness for you. Why didn't I say something they'd listen to? I get scared when I think about it. But I feel miserable now. Lord, next time, help me be more effective.
Brad! Hey, Brad!
Yeah, Tom. What's the matter?
Did you hear about Joe?
What about Joe? Something happened?
He went to town last night and got drunk. I guess something happened on the way back, because they found his car in a ditch this morning upside down. Joe was dead.
Oh, no.
Look, Brad, take it easy. You look awful. Here, come sit down.
Nah, I'm all right. I didn't get a chance to tell him about Jesus. And he wasn't saved.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to die as a drunk.
You're not saved. You're just as bad off drunk or not. Let me tell you how to be saved.
Okay, sure. But I can't now. I'll come back later.
But I'm going home today.
Well, maybe I'll see you before you go. If not, have a good time.
Okay, when is that car going to stop?
Come on, pick up a soldier. I'm going to take the train back if I ever get there. Wish you could quit thinking about Joe. Never got to talk to him before he died. Oh, Lord, forgive me. Help me not to be so timid.
Where are you going, young fella?
Tennessee.
Then you're in luck. I'm going in that direction. You can ride with me to St. Louis.
Well, thanks.
From St. Louis, I turn north to Chicago and home. By the way, what's your name, soldier?
Brad Connors.
Oh, and I'm Lou Masters, real estate broker. I'm also a golfer, a racing enthusiast, and, well, all-around wanderer. By the way, do you golf?
No, I don't, Mr. Masters. Now, if you like to fish...
Oh, I do fish. You ever been fishing in Colorado?
No, I...
Oh, now, there's a fisherman's paradise. Trout streams that make a lot of other places look sick.
Now,
if you get
why
there,
don't I witness
right
to him?
Year,
here he's talking about fish. That's a good opening.
Like no other place in the world.
He needs Jesus Christ.
Really ought to be there.
Mr. Masters.
Yeah, son.
Are you... That is, did you catch anything in Colorado?
Oh, I sure did.
Can't do
at least a dozen.
Just look at
over 12 inches long.
Big car, fancy suit, manicured nails, even the emerald ring.
I've also been in the North Woods fishing.
He's probably saved.
That's another place.
I bet he is.
Altogether.
I'd love to fish up north. That sounds great. I read an article about it.
I've got to witness to him. At least ask him if he's a Christian. Oh, Lord, help me.
Did you say you're just through with your basic training, Brad?
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be getting home again. I sure do appreciate this lift, Mr. Masters.
Oh, I'm glad to do it. Gets lonely driving along the highway alone. I like to have someone talk to. Hey, well, look at that sign. We're almost to St. Louis. 5 more miles.
Sir, would you pull over to the side of the road for a few minutes? There's something I have to tell you.
Well, now, what's this?
I just want to tell you something. It's very important.
Well, okay, I guess it'd be all right. Now, what's so important, Brad?
Mr. Masters, I want you to know that I'm a Christian, born again through the blood of Jesus Christ. Please, sir, can I tell you what he's done for me? And that's what I wanted to tell you, sir. See, Christ has done so much for me. And I want to tell everyone I can about his free gift of salvation. Mr. Masters, wouldn't you like to accept Christ as your Savior too?
Son, my wife has been after me for a long time. When I left home, she said she'd be praying for me. I laughed at her, but I guess her prayers have been answered. I would like to ask Jesus to come into my heart right now. Well, Brad, here we are in St. Louis. I'd like to take you all the way home, but I want to tell my wife the good news. So I guess I'll let you out here. This corner all right?
Sure. Fine.
Here's my card. Promise me, son, that if you ever get to Chicago, you'll look me up.
Sir, that's a promise. Thank you, Lord. I'll never be hesitant again to witness for you.
Several years passed. Brad returned to civilian life and a job. One day he discovered he'd be passing through Chicago on his vacation. A business card flashed through his thoughts, and he remembered the real estate man. He dug the card out of a desk drawer.
It's 5 years. Card's torn and yellow. But I made Mr. Masters a promise, and I'm going to keep it. Well, this looks like the place. 1622 M, Pittsfield Building.
May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to speak to Mr. Masters, please. Here's his card.
Mr. Masters? I'm a bit confused. Oh, where did you get this card?
Mr. Masters gave it to me 5 years ago. I was hitchhiking home from army camp, and he picked me up. When he let me out, he gave me this card and asked me to visit him in Chicago.
Mr. Masters, my husband, never reached home. 5 years ago in St. Louis, coming home from that business trip, he was in an accident. A drunk hit him.
He never made it home?
No. He was killed instantly.
Then it will be a comfort to your heart to know that just before we got to St. Louis, we talked, and I told him about salvation, and in the car, beside the road, he asked Jesus to save him.
Oh, you're not just saying that to make me feel better.
Oh, no, ma'am. Mr. Masters was really saved. And he was so happy about getting home to tell you. He said you'd been after him for a long time.
Oh, yes, I had. I prayed earnestly for him for so long. After he was killed, I thought God hadn't answered my prayers. For these past 5 years, I've been out of fellowship and bitter because I thought I believed God had failed me.
He never fails, Mrs. Masters. Only we fail him.
Oh, how I know that now. Oh, come home with me, young man, and tell me the whole story from the very start. Oh, I want to hear it all. And remember my covenant with God.
So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Today's story was adapted by Dave Harrell from a true incident in Power Magazine. Music and sound effects were handled by Jim Martin, Bill Crawford, and Dave Shetland. Recording engineer was Corbin Tabler. Miracles is directed by Laura Pratt. And this is Dave Yerrick. Miracles is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.